The Bioprospector. While everybody knew what a general, a rabbi, and a Navajo were for, all were curious about the Bioprospector and urged that delegate to take the floor. Ned Bunter was a man with rugged face, was short and thin, a fellow who could easily fit in the smallest space. "And that's felicitous," said he, "for one who wants to be a microbe hunter, which is what I am." "What kind of microbes do you hunt?" asked Sam, "and why and where?" "We hunt them," Bunter said, "at temperature extremes, inside of glaciers, in volcanic rock, beneath the ice that teems with microscopic life. It's there we find extremophiles so old, so focused and expedient, that time itself becomes their primary ingredient. We hunt them, too, in nuclear reactor cores. We go in submarines down to the ocean floors, where thermal chimneys from the Earth's hot core raise water temps to 300 degrees and more." Observed the duck, "To me it seems impossible that life can live in such extremes." "But," Ned replied, "remember, Sam, that when the earth began it was a boiling sea. All sorts of life was born of this, including man. Some calculate that Eden must have been as hot as Hades, that the DNA of Adam must have burned like hot macadam when he visited the ladies. I refer, of course, to Lilith and to Eve, in which so many good Americans believe." Sam scratched his pate, then asked, confused, "For what the devil are these microbes used?" "For making medicines," said Bunter, "and detergents, too. I bioprospect for a firm called Sudsless Inc., whose products help you wash your clothes at lower temps in tub or sink. And, Sam, I have a hunch that up on Crow I'll find a bunch of local germs containing enzymes of a type to get Crow's 16 billion shirts and socks and shorts a dazzling white in water cold as cold, which, as you know, could save those Crotians quite a lot when measured by the kilowatt. And then, when I get home, I'll spend my bonus on a yacht." Said Sam, "I've heard good things of Sudsless Inc. Their stock's at 51, I think." "Yes, sir," said Ned, "you could be right, unless it went up overnight." McDonald Duck then told the rest to carry on while he went off to use the phone, John.